Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The world has been wondering what that J stands for quite a while. Does that J stand for...
No.
Lie.
Anthony, I don't know what I'm going to do after YouTube, and that scares me.
Because you feel like this is the only thing you're good at?
It's the only thing I've ever been interested in. I didn't want it. I hated opening up Twitter and seeing the same image of my face, so I put on... I created a mask.
Open up! Open!
Oh, it burns so bad, open and now up! I'm blind already.
I should not have done that.
That's real bad.
Oh,
dude.
That was rough.
Jay Schlatt, Schlatticus, the big guy, Mr. President. He's one of the most enigmatic and controversial creators on the internet, but he's probably not who you think he is. He started uploading short memes to YouTube over 10 years ago, but it wasn't until he joined the Minecraft server SMP Live that he became the bombastic character we know today. Schlatt is known for constantly blurring the line between comedy and reality, but today, he's willing to get honest. How old is Jay Schlatt? What fulfills him the most? What really happened in 1999? Why did he choose his own twink death? And what the hell is his real name? Is anything real? I'm Anthony Padilla, and I spent the day with Jay Schlatt to find out. Hello, Schlatt.
Hey, man.
Hello.
So good to see you.
Good to see you. You are an enigma. You're very hard to read. You are a man of few words, yet too many words, all at the same time. What is this, a taser?
This is a 12,000 lumen flashlight.
Why?
Look here.
What?
We can do it together if you want.
What, stare into this light?
Yeah, 12,000 lumens.
Is that like the brightness of the sun?
It's brighter than most.
You're gonna stare into it?
Lean in with me.
Why are we looking into this?
One, two, right here.
What the fuck?
Three.
I've never had a guest blind me before, but okay. Holy fuck!
Who wants it? You want it?
Dude,
here it comes.
I think that was brighter than the sun.
You people want it? I can't even see you.
Holy shit.
Here it comes.
Oh my God, dude.
I can't see your face right
now.
Wow.
You look like you have a third eye.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude,
I feel like I'm
third eye.
I feel like I'm seeing some shit right now. I feel like I'm on acid. Whoa.
That fucked up.
Dude.
They sell you this on Amazon. You just buy
That's legal?
Oh yeah, you just buy it and they send it to you.
That should not be legal. That should not be. Holy shit. Oh my God, dude.
Oh.
I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience right now. That's an actual light right there in front of you. Can you see anything?
You're just a blue rectangle.
This is what happens when you play too much Minecraft, right? Like, just blue, blue rectangles everywhere.
Minecraft? Dude, I haven't played that game in years. Do you think I'm a Minecraft YouTuber?
I'd say Minecrafter.
Not a even Minecraft. You'd YouTube. Call me a Minecrafter?
A Minecrafter.
I mean, you want to go to my channel and, like, look when the last time I posted a Minecraft video was? Probably 2019.
I don't believe that for
probably
one second.
Probably 2020. It's been years, man. And you know what? I'm still trying to shake that.
You are very hard to read. I can't even see you right now. You're hard to read. I have brought in the world's greatest
lie detector.
Oh, shit.
And we're going to hook you up to this machine.
Really?
To get some actual legitimate truth out of you, because I know you don't like to tell the truth most times.
You know I have palpitations, right?
Yes.
On our call, when I said, Anthony, I have a long history of heart attacks in my family. Both my grandparents died.
Are you crying?
I think it might be a response to the flashlight, yeah. You know, like this thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A response to that.
Yeah. I think it just kind of gets me a little teary sometimes. But I do, like, I'll probably die of a heart attack.
Okay, we'll attach you to this lie detector and see if you're telling the truth or not about that.
Fair.
So let's get him attached to the cables here. How's your heart rate right now feeling? You feel calm?
Good. Yeah, I come from a long line of heart problems and failures.
Yeah.
My heart actually palpitates every couple minutes.
Does it show you his resting heart rate?
Shows it's not hooked up to an athlete.
How do you feel about that?
I was a varsity bowler.
That was a while ago.
Have you ever told a lie before?
No.
That's a lie.
He just does this or this. Like, no one can even see what's on the screen.
Your sweat went nuts.
My sweat went nuts?
The green hit the top
of the
screen.
Did you just say my sweat went nuts?
You got it.
Yes, not your nuts. Nuts. Sweaty.
Now that we've proven this thing works, let's get down to the real nitty gritty here.
Okay.
First question here. Are you the real Schlatt?
Yes.
True.
Did the real Schlatt die last year?
No. I wish he did.
True.
I'd like to be long gone. You kidding me? You think this is fun for me? Strapped up to a fucking medieval torture device? With this guy sitting next to me? Talking about my sweat going nuts?
You tell me. Yeah, is it fun?
No.
It's a lie.
You got it. You like it a little bit. Look at that look on your face.
It is good.
It looks like you like it a little bit.
It's real fun.
See? All right, real name, Jay Schlatt. The world has been wondering what that J stands for quite a while. Does that J stand for Jared?
No.
Why?
Well, I don't even need to ask anymore. I had a few other names on here, but we know you're Jared Schlatt now. So, Jared.
Yeah.
People have been wondering for quite some time, where were you in 1999?
Couple places. Started out at the hospital, then probably stayed there for a couple days, and then probably came home. And, you know, I was born late in the year, so I probably didn't go too many places.
Is that true?
True.
Okay.
But then I was at the Lexington Avenue 53rd Street subway station in New York City for about 30 seconds before I made my escape.
Why?
You can't try to pull a fast one on me, mister. Where were you when the Queen of England died in 2022?
On a plane home from England.
True.
Where were you on 9/11?
Excuse me?
Just yes or no?
Yes or... What the fuck? Where were you on 9/11, yes or no?
Yes or no?
What do you...
Yes or no?
Yes! Yes!
He was somewhere on 9/11.
Now we have some questions about your identity. Things that
straight.
Are...
Straight.
True.
Is there any wiggle room there?
No.
True.
Okay. Do you actually like Minecraft?
Yes.
True.
Okay. Love it. It's one of my favorite games.
If you could go back and remain faceless... Would you?
No. I've made way more money this way.
True.
Open a lot of doors.
How do you feel about intentionally causing your own twink death?
I think it was the right decision.
True.
After the face reveal, people thought you were hot, made you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
You grew mutton chops and got fat.
Yeah. It started with the mutton chops, and then I also decided to get fat. That was a choice of mine. I want to make perfectly clear.
Wasn't an accident?
I said, I'm going to get fat now. And so I did.
Is that true?
True.
Plenty of twinks around.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the guy with mutton chops?
It's true.
Where is he? He's here now.
How many kids have you gotten addicted to cigarettes?
I would assume it's probably in the hundreds. But the more that number goes up, the better I feel.
True.
Okay. Do you actually like guns?
Love them. Actually love them.
True.
I moved to Texas. For 50% of it was tax.
That's why they call it taxes.
And the other was guns.
We got some questions about Ted, your co-host on Chuckle Sandwich,
sure.
The show that you host.
I won't lie about this guy.
What does Ted Nivison do that annoys you?
He joins the Discord call.
True.
Is Ted actually a good co-host?
No.
Lie.
Aw, do you actually like Ted?
I put up with him.
Was purchasing a monkey statue with huge brass balls a smart financial decision?
Yes. You know why? And I'll tell you why, before you say lie, because it's not. It's because I made merchandise to fund the procurement of that statue, and it made more money than the statue cost. So it was a net profit.
True.
Okay. Do you have 5 iPhones sending money to each other via the Apple money tree. Pay and a recurring loop?
I do, yes. The recursive money tree is what I call it.
True.
Why?
Because they don't pick up on it.
Who's they?
Apple.
Is this like a scam that you do with your credit card? You get points?
No, so you need 5 different phone plans on different carriers. Yeah, the money tree, it works, and it makes me a couple $100 a month.
How?
You basically send requests for money.
Yeah.
And at some point, they haven't fixed the bug, but money just kind of...
Oh, there's like a trickle of like extra, like it's like shaves a little, like 3/4 of a cent.
When I'm not making videos, I just sit with all the phones in front of me, and I just.
You don't have it automated?
No, it doesn't work if you automate it.
So you do this to make $100 a month? Say it out loud so we can know.
Yes, I do.
True.
This guy's really strapped for cash lot after of, that I've brass got, monkey
and
ball
hey,
statue.
I've got offshore workers doing it too.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. We have a very important question here from the last guest that was on the show, Chad. Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no games? Or games? Unlimited games, but no games.
The bacon.
True.
You have to take the bacon. You have to. What's the alternative?
Unlimited games, but no games.
Exactly. Are you crying?
Are you crying? Why are you crying?
You're crying, man. Your eyes got all watery.
Why are you crying? What? You could tell me. You could tell me why you're crying. What? Tell me why you're crying. You're falling apart, man. You are falling apart. You're crying and falling apart. I really want to know the answer to this. Just tell me why you're crying and we'll take all the
because
gear off.
The question upsets me, okay? It's not even my question. It was on an episode of Machinima Respawn Inbox 10 years ago, 11.
So you stole that?
Yeah, of
That's
course.
That's stolen
I did.
Property?
Yes.
True.
I'm very open.
Well, we got you. We.
No, no.
We have. I forgot to tell you, we do have police outside waiting to arrest you for any of these answers that are incriminating. Okay. Is there anything that you want to just confess right now? So any questions that the internet has been begging, you know, prodding?
Everyone always asks this. What did you do in 1999? What did you do? What did you do? It's like one of those jokes that, you know, do you have a joke that plagues your community about you or something you did?
No, it's mostly just questions of why did you sell Smosh for $0?
Yeah, no, I wonder that too sometimes. That
I'm not attached to the lie detector, so I won't answer.
Silly. I think that was dumb of him.
True.
Like, I think that's, honestly, that's one of the biggest fuck-ups a YouTuber has ever done, probably. And I think that's, it's kind of funny.
There's been a lot of fuck-ups on YouTube.
No, but I mean, selling your entire channel for shares of a company, I mean, that's fucking stupid.
Bro, I got it back.
Yeah, you bought it back.
I might be in
Red
debt.
Link.
I might be in debt now, but I got it back. That's all that matters.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Who's cooler, Rhett or Link? I think it's Rhett.
You think it's Rhett?
I think Rhett is the cool one.
Not true.
I think you're lying to yourself. I think you believed that, but it is a lie to yourself. Your soul knows. I think that finishes us out. I feel good about what we got today. Let's continue to the serious, serious shit.
Okay. Great.
I want to get into the character versus the real...
Okay.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Jared Schlatt.
Okay.
There's like the two camps. There's some people who are like, no, that's really him. He's really a Republican gun-toting asshole. And then there are other people like, no, it's just a character. He's like a very sweet, genuine kind of guy. Is there a difference between the character and the real you?
Yeah, there is. I think that, you know, just growing up in New York City, around that area, I think I was exposed to that type of person a lot. And so it just kind of, you know, I think off camera, I'm very kind of chill. We were talking before.
Introverted.
We were on a good night.
Yeah.
Night before.
Yeah, the first time I met you, you were on a hoverboard. Do you remember this? And you were just hoverboarding around by yourself. You didn't speak to anyone.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't fuck with people.
I feel like watching your content, someone would assume that you're like very outgoing, loud, extroverted.
That's why I like kind of having a more of a persona, because it's something I can just switch on. Cameras are off. I'm very chill. I'm kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the type who would like make a show, but the cameras come on and all of a sudden I can fit into this overly exaggerated version of myself.
It's like a mask.
Of course.
Yeah.
I acquired this mask through just years of growing up around loud New York Republican Catholics.
So you're kind of impersonating the people you grew up around?
Yeah.
Do you think that you would make videos if you didn't have a persona to kind of be behind?
I think I never found success doing it.
Did you try for a while to Jared Schlatt stuff?
So, yeah, Jared Schlatt was alive and well, I want to say, up until around 2019, which is when I was doing video essays and kind of more serious, more, I guess, introspective types of content, where I was analyzing pieces of music and, like, talking about my favorite games ever. And showing videos of my childhood. I got a good amount of success doing that, I want to say. Maybe, you know, 8 years of trying got me maybe 100,000 subscribers. Once 2019 came around, I started doing a stream, and the stream started doing well. And I thought that, I mean, if I'm trying to entertain people, the way to do it is to kind of be this loud, belligerent character, because I could play it well. I just kind of take my life experiences and distill it into this hyper exaggerated guy.
Was that a plan? Like, oh, I'm playing a character now? Or did it kind of
we were talking before this. I have the same humor. I have the same kind of demeanor. It's just way less insane. And I don't even know where I'm at right now. I mean, you've got me in this weird flux state.
Yeah, you're like between.
Is this Jared or is this Schlatt? So congrats. Not many people see this.
I brought you to a weird place.
You did.
So this is one of the only places people could kind of see all of you head to toe. Full body, being a little bit more Jared than Schlatt.
Yeah, that's Jared.
So a lot of people don't know you're playing a character, right?
There's no character.
This is why I attach you to a lie detector. Don't make me attach you to a lie detector again.
Don't make me fucking hit that button again.
Don't make me attach you to a lie detector again. I got him still here.
I still got this. I got this pointer right at you. Here, look here.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Jared?
Fine. Two for me.
Jared? In each eye. Even with the eyes shut. You good?
Yeah. I'm good. I actually want to ask you that. I have a question for you.
Okay. And you can't look me in the eyes while you say it?
No, I wouldn't be able to see you anyways. So you have Anthony Padilla, and you also have Smosh now.
Yeah.
What do you think is the more important type of content you're making? What fulfills you more?
Oh, shit. Yeah, because this channel is very...
This is like my weekly slap.
This is like a serious look at kind of the humanity behind people. And then Smosh is... Literally, the goal of Smosh is to make people laugh.
Yeah.
I think they're both important for their own reasons, and I feel like they're both two sides of me. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what you're saying about your playing your character stuff, being a little bit more genuine. I feel like there are two sides of me that need to be fulfilled.
I think both are equally important.
When I was doing the Smosh stuff, I felt like there was a part of me that wasn't being expressed. And when I was doing just this stuff, I felt like there was a part of me that wasn't expressed. So then now I get to do both.
Yeah, it's like a seesaw almost, where if you go too hard on one, sometimes I just, man, I really wish I could just put the headset on and like play some Call of Duty and talk. And I kind of feel like I've spread myself too thin recently. Where, dude, I have like 10 YouTube channels. I have two podcasts, uploading shorts daily, trying to stream, trying to do a main channel.
What is that? Is that because you feel like you should or you need to?
I think I just want new things always. Like
you don't want to get bored?
I don't want to get bored. Like, I'm kind of scared of falling into a routine. And so every time I feel like that's happening, I will just say, I need to make a new podcast or I need to start a new channel or something like that. And I don't think it's very healthy.
Are you running away from sitting with boredom, aka facing your emotions?
Yeah.
So then you do drugs like this.
I do this. I fucking shine 12,000 lumens in my face.
Mm-hmm. That's one way to avoid feeling.
I really want to be able to focus more on my main channel and on the weekly
slap. Which is
character-based. Yes.
So you want to be able to focus on equal parts character?
Maybe more character because it makes more money, and that's important to me.
Which one do you find more important?
Money.
Money is most important.
Oh, yeah.
What about fulfillment? Are they equal?
Well, I could have fulfillment, like, in a year if I retire. You know, and then I'll have I could just do whatever I want. You know?
Are you planning to retire? Are you one of the YouTubers that are going to be I hit that mark and I'm done?
Dude, this is another good topic because it's like one of those things where I don't know what the fuck I'd do. Do you?
I don't know. I've started creating and finding new hobbies for myself. And I feel like a part of it is so I don't have all my eggs in one basket because for the first time in my life recently, I started finding creative outlets that are not related to work.
Sometimes I wonder if I could even come up with a hobby or something that I wouldn't
that you
want
wouldn't.
To just turn into a YouTube thing, you know?
Is it all YouTube or other content too? Like other arts and stuff?
Dude, it was always YouTube.
Well, you grew up with YouTube.
I grew up with YouTube. I'm the first generation of YouTubers who grew up consuming YouTube first and foremost.
Because you were...
24. I was growing up watching...
You were six when YouTube was released.
Yes, I was.
When Cat Soup,
Cat Soup came out.
You were eight.
I was like, that's funny.
You were eight when that...
Disney put Cat Kitty in microwave and just Disney on ice.
Please don't tell me you actually tried that with a real cat. Because we didn't have disclaimers or anything back then. You were eight consuming content that no eight-year-old should ever consume.
Well, who do you think was the target audience for Cat Soup?
You know, people my age, you know, like 21, you know,
21-year-olds
who were into cat puppet jokes.
And Disney on Ice.
And Disney on Ice.
Yeah.
Like all the other 21-year-olds out there.
Right,
yeah. It is so fucking weird to look at the 8-year-olds, what they have become. the kids that were watching the videos Ian and I were making, where did we go wrong?
Fucked up, man. Where did we go wrong? Because I didn't watch. I don't watch movies. I don't watch TV. I don't give a fuck. And so I have always just wanted to be a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think this comes with any kind of content at all. Whether it was when I was 11 years old, running around the house with my sixth grade buddy, making little handguns and putting in muzzle flares in Windows Movie Maker because we liked Freddie W.
Content
back in the day. Yeah. Or yeah. Whether it was scrounging up all the money I had and buying a Hop Hog HD PVR 2
mm-hmm. and recording Grand Theft Auto 5 because I wanted to be KYR Speedy or Vanoss. Mm. And then, you know, from montage parodies to all the to everything. I mean, I want to be a gaming YouTuber. I want to be a video essay YouTuber or like a really wacky character from New York. Like, it was never that. It was always, I just want to be a YouTuber.
It doesn't matter how.
No.
Anthony, I don't know what I'm going to do after YouTube, and that scares me.
Why? Because you feel like this is the only thing you're good at?
It's the only thing I've ever been interested in. Mm. Which is a really scary thing because I see people like Tom Scott and MatPat who are older than me and probably had many, many years to figure out what they were interested in before YouTube was a thing.
But this is all you're interested
in. This is all it's ever been. This has been the whole deal.
All of your eggs.
Well, it worked out. I mean, I wouldn't change any fucking thing about this entire life.
If YouTube disappears, what happens? Is there any possibility? YouTube's existed your entire life. So it's not
all
like...
All my formative years.
Yeah. So it's like, in your head, it's not even a possibility. When Ian and I were first getting our start with Smosh, the question was always, what if YouTube goes away? And then we saw it with Vine. Like, mm-hmm. a social media platform doesn't have to exist forever.
Sure.
You know, that was part of the reason that we sold Smosh back in the day, because we sold it in 2011.
Really?
And that was 6 years into YouTube's existence, and it wasn't around long enough for us to even be confident that it was going to continue existing.
Were you making money on Smosh at that point?
A little, but they offered to pay us a salary that was really good. You know, it was like a 4-year contract or whatever at the time. It was like, we're good for at least 4 more years. That would take us to a decade of doing this. And that seemed like...
That's a lot.
A lot. How long have you been doing this?
5 years professionally.
Yeah, and we were doing it 10 years professionally at that point. And we're...
You're old, bro. I always think, because you're like one of the few people that's been doing it for that fucking long. I always thought, if I'm a YouTuber, I'm going to have my moment. I'm going to make all my money in 3-4 years.
What, cash out and get?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's not how it works. You're stuck.
Well, I feel like that's how it works for most people.
You're trapped. You're trapped now.
I'm trapped because the arrows keep going up, Anthony.
That's the problem.
Fuck.
But then what happens when the arrows go down?
You get all sad. Oh, then you start reacting to TikToks all day. And then the arrows go back up. And just because I want to be a YouTuber, I don't care what...
You don't care what kind of YouTuber?
Just YouTuber.
As long as you're a YouTuber and the arrows are green, you're good.
That is my conundrum. Because I think that... this is a very, very cynical way of looking at things. But I think that YouTubers really... start pivoting into content they find more meaningful after the numbers start going down. Like, they have a whole change of, oh, it was always about the meaning anyways. I just want to do stuff that fulfills me. But then they realize, oh, shit, maybe it was the arrows that fulfill me the whole time. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm just kind of embracing it. Yeah, I'm a YouTuber, man.
It doesn't matter how or what.
We live and die by that fucking, by that 1 out of 10 mm-hmm. mark. And so I have to do this. It's my job. But I do need an outlet like my Call of Duty commentary channel or like, say, streaming DayZ. And that's why I'm worried. I mean, what should I do after this? And I mean, I feel like because I grew up with all this shit, I really
It's like the only inspiration you have?
I desperately want to be able to sit down after a day of work and not still think about
that's work. The problem, right? That's the problem with being self-employed. So while it is, I mean, there are a million benefits. Get to do what you want.
Seven.
Don't want to work today.
7.5 soon.
That's how much is in
if that next check hits.
Gotcha. It also has the downside of, because it is all in your hands, you feel like you need to think about it all the time, right? Yeah. But it is all up to you. You get to set your own expectations for yourself and your work habits.
I know, but what if you can't stop thinking about it? Like, even if you wanted to.
You ever heard of therapy? You ever
no.
heard of that? No? So it's this thing where you talk about shit.
I talk about shit? And then what?
And then that shit leaves your mouth and you feel good. Anyway, I want to talk about your face reveal.
Yeah.
You did a face reveal. That was sure a big did. Moment. A lot of people do a face reveal.
He was
some
fucking hot, wasn't he?
You. Are you talking about yourself in third person or someone else?
Yeah.
Your face reveal self.
Yes.
That time.
Yeah. Totally.
There are some people that have had
he'd
success.
Arch his back.
Curl his toes.
Well, once I'm done with them.
So there have been some people that have done a face reveal too much success, some too less. You had a very unique experience with that.
I did.
But I feel like there is no better way to have this conversation than with the help of...
Are you going
to
kill me?
These.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen these before?
Of course. It's a menthol cry stick.
Mm-hmm. So I want to have this conversation about your face reveal. But let's just dab a little bit of this around our eyes first, okay?
Okay?
You're not the lips. The eyes. Yeah. The eyes. Okay. All right. Let's see. How much do you put on?
A lot.
You've done this before, right?
Yeah, plenty of times. You want me to apply yours? Oh, yeah, that's working.
Yeah, can you apply mine?
Of course.
Can you use mine on mine?
Sure.
You have.
What, are you scared of COVID? You fucking liberal?
You have Jared germs.
Yeah, let's get that in there. Mm-hmm. You look stunning. You look dashing.
Thanks.
Other one. Mm. Okay. Oh, wow. I can kind of like see it's folding in a strange way when I do it that way. Your eye, like, folds. Oh. I think I broke the... Anthony, I broke the cry stick. I could do this without the cry stick, by the way. I'm... It's one of those things.
You're
you
good
know?
At crying?
Yeah. You get one of these in.
All right. So, how many years ago was it?
Once you do it enough, you don't even notice it.
You're desensitized to it? So how many years ago did you do your face reveal?
It was in 2019. It was September 27th, 2019. It was the weekend before TwitchCon 2019 in San Diego. I released the video of me fighting the Ender Dragon with Ant Venom, which was the conclusion to my Minecraft series. And I got down and I face revealed for like 5 seconds. And then those 4 frames that I was in frame, clipped and shipped to Twitter all across social media.
I saw
media.
That.
Yeah.
I saw that. And the consensus was that you were
hot and fuckable and
very
tight.
Twinkie.
Oh, yeah. I weighed 100 pounds less than I did.
I saw a lot of Twinkie memes come out of that.
Yeah. I was super fuckable.
Yeah.
I'd be down.
People said that you look like you would arch your back and curl your toes for them. And that they wanted you to do that. How
yeah.
did that make you feel?
Having
that kind of attention.
Weird, because I never, you know, I was very conscious about my privacy, which...
So was that a difficult decision to do a face reveal, considering you were so...
Yeah, but I was hot, so I was like, this makes sense. This is a good business decision, you know?
Because there's a lot more money. Was it a business
totally,
decision? Like, there's a lot
totally
more money
business,
to be made?
Totally. It opened so many doors.
People wanted you to open a lot more doors than you opened for them.
I know. And I opened some doors that weekend.
Mm.
And then I got on a plane. I hit publish on that video and I like hopped in an Uber to JFK. And I was just sitting in the airport like, fuck, do these people sitting at the gate with me, do they know who I am?
You just feel like everyone was looking at you?
Are they looking at me right now? And my head was down and this was before COVID. So you look weird if you wear a mask. And then I got off the plane. And Ted Nivison fucking meets me at the gate with a fucking camera. And the first thing he does is he takes a fucking photo of me and posts it on Snapchat or Instagram.
He
or
was
something.
Like, you already face revealed, so
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Ted posted, yeah, that was great. I loved that because I'd never had a photo taken of me in the past 5 years. That's how
introverted you were?
Bro, I just didn't want my face in photos, but I had to make that decision. So that was the thing I did. So,
yeah, you didn't want to be perceived.
Yeah, I didn't want to be perceived.
But then you put yourself out there.
But then I did. It was tough. It was tough. But I did it because I knew I was so fuckable on that camera. So fuckable.
That was the consensus.
The consensus was that he was fuckable. It was.
It's a different person. Do you feel like you're different from that person?
I'm a changed man from what that...
That experience did some shit to you?
Oh, yeah, that cutie pie. He's different. I had this stint shortly after my face reel when my YouTube was really starting to go quick, and I would sit... I would wake up at, like, dinner time, and I'd record me playing Wii games until the sun would come up. And it was basically a period of very... lax hygiene. And so my hair started growing in, and I'm like, fuck it, that's funny.
So you just thought it was funny? But then what about the fuckable comments? Like, what are we going to happen to them?
I just thought, well, I thought I wanted to change because I hated that.
You didn't like
being
the fuckable guy?
And I thought, hey, this is a funny way because my hair doesn't grow in right. So I was like, okay, I'm going to embrace these, and maybe it'll make me a little less fuckable.
You didn't want to be fuckable? A lot of people get that label, and they want to stick with it.
People get so weird when you're fuckable, Anthony. You know.
Is that why you're so weird to me?
I went a very different route. People told me that I was so good looking, blah, 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 and I thought that was my
only... You've always been the hot one in Smosh. You've always been the fuckable one.
And that's
ever since I was watching you in 2006, I was like, man, that twink.
You were 7.
Or 6, sometimes.
And that fucks with you in a different way, because then that's my only value. What am I if I'm not fuckable?
Exactly. And I didn't want to be the fuckable one.
You saw that coming?
I didn't want it. I hated opening up Twitter and seeing the same image of my face in my mentions, and I hated it, and I didn't like the attention, and I didn't like that feeling of perceivement. So I created a mask by growing out my facial hair, and I created another mask of about 100 pounds of fat. And
so you grew mutton chops and you got fat because you didn't want to be fuckable?
I didn't want to be fuckable anymore.
You're tired of it?
I was tired of it, and you know what? Let me tell you, it worked.
No more.
I became unfuckable.
Do you think you'll ever get hot again?
It really depends on if I stop drinking.
Do you think you'll ever stop drinking?
No. You're not crying enough. Your face is fucking dry, dude. You're like pretending.
I wish I was pretending. It's burning. You went light on the stick. And also you threw my stick on the ground.
I got more stick.
Do you want to put your stick in on me?
I was hoping you never ask. I'm hoping you...
Cheer me up, bro. Dab me up. Why you keep breaking them?
Fuck.
You're not only unfuckable, you're not...
You just need to
good with your hands.
What is this?
What is that?
Hey, dude. Letting you know someone in the queer platonic group chat, the one you left after Kai's altar, made some acephobic comments.
Are you confessing something to me right now?
Which he apologized for later, by the way. Said they found receipts on your Twitter of you liking a...
What?
What the fuck?
Wait, continue reading this note you wrote for me. What'd you write for me?
I wrote you a note.
Can you continue reading it?
Of course. Hey, dude. Letting you know someone in the queer platonic group chat, the one you left after Kai's altar made some acephobic comments, which he apologized for later, by the way. Said they found receipts on your Twitter of you liking a James Charles tweet, which is really yikes.
Did he?
Yeah. Also, Rainbow said you were tweeting on your Steven Universe roleplay account that you were going to rewatch Atla, which is like a really transphobic and racist and sexist show, and you know how Ash feels about it, even if they won't say anything about it because of their anxiety.
Yeah!
I don't know, dude. I just want to let you know. Thanks. I know Ash can be biphobic sometimes. But they also live in an apartment, and their parents are divorced, so they have PTSD from it.
I know.
I think Ash might write a call out, but me and Rainbow are trying to calm them down. Just be aware and maybe stop being toxic.
I promise.
What's this?
It's a letter you wrote me.
Is this what you wrote to Ian after all that therapy?
It might have been, all right? It might have been. I'm really bummed out you found my secret note, though. But
it was right. It, not very secret, dude.
Thanks for reading it to me, man. Holy fuck, dude. That second round of... I can't even open my eyes much. Oh, fuck, this shit's
dude,
really bad
dude,
in the eyes,
chill
dude.
Chill out. Chill out, man. What would you do if you had no more financial incentive to work? What, like, say, forget about all the people who rely on you for their paycheck.
Oh, and everything about it.
Yeah, no. I mean, what would you do? Like, what would you still be on a on YouTube? Would you still be making content? Would you still? I need more of this. I'm sorry.
You need more, bro?
It's just, what the fuck did you do to it? Ew, bro.
I can't open my eyes
to
even
see. Shitty on the carpet. And there's some shitty on the carpet.
I can't even open my eyes to see that it's burning so much.
Use the bottom. So like, say the money printer dries up. Say you're good, though, right? Because I want to put yourself in my shoes. You're good. You can do whatever. What would you do? Would you, like, get a job at... I was talking to one YouTuber. He had a part-time job at McDonald's for a while because he just wanted to...
To feel something?
Feel something, yeah.
Oh, this is a fight right now. I think that's why I haven't been... I think... It's so hard to think with this shit. It's so bad.
Open those fucking eyes.
Dude, it hurts twice as much with your eyes open. Okay.
Open those fucking eyes!
You can.
Open them! Open!
Oh, it burns so bad. Open and now them! I'm blind already. Okay.
What would you be doing, man?
I think... I kind of have several backup plans. I got very scared about the idea of having all my eggs in one basket. Having all your eggs in one basket causes you to do some survival shit, which is why we sold Smosh in the first place, because all of our eggs were there. Now I've been doing other things. I'm finding creative outlets that I enjoy that are just for me, like painting, which could be a good backup plan. I could paint 3 of those fuckers a day if I wanted.
Ooh, you could sell them too, because you'd just be riding off of your notoriety.
Could do that. That's a good backup plan, right?
You can shit in a fucking cup and all women would eat that up. You know? You can sell
your shit. 2 girls, 1 cup, part 2. Oh my God. I can't open my eyes. Okay, it's getting a little better. Okay, now I can actually focus. There's like cross the threshold. Fuck. I'm getting pummeled right now.
It's your painting. You got painting.
This is the craziest thing. But I do have... My senses are so overloaded right now, Jared. Just take a chill pill and just calm down for a little bit.
I'm calm. I am calm.
I have such a passion for creating videos. Just writing sketch comedy. I think I would do it still if I made nothing. But far less. Far, far less.
Far less, yeah. The weekly schedule, huh? Or bi-weekly.
Yeah, I get caught up in that shit.
It's a lot, dude. It's a lot.
Maybe like once a month or two. Yeah. But I love it so much, I'd want to do it still. It's fun, you know? And it's that thing that drew me to YouTube in the first place before I even knew that money could be made there. I didn't know money could be made there.
Yeah, when I got interested in YouTube, no, I was making money. And that's where I think the youth has gone wrong, man. Everyone tries to get in to be rich and famous.
That's what you did.
Do as I say, not as I do. I got into it because I love it, okay? I love it. I have a deep love for making YouTube videos and being a YouTuber.
What is it about?
The money came, and the money's good.
What is it about?
But if I retire today, you would see me exclusively on my Call of Duty commentary channel, and you would see me exclusively... on Twitch, streaming DayZ.
Just for fun.
With no face cam. Just want to be a YouTuber, man. But I don't... But I want to... I want something else, you know? And I think I need to do some soul searching.
How do you think you'll accomplish that? Because you can't do the soul searching if you're doing... If YouTube is the drug that you are addicted to, you can't do the soul searching if you are still doing the drug that you are addicted to, right?
So you're saying I full stop right now?
I'm saying you got to do what I do. You got to leave the company that you founded. You got to really be scraping the bottom of the barrel for multiple years. That's the only way to do the soul searching.
Really?
I feel like you hit rock bottom and to...
I have to hit rock bottom?
You have to hit rock bottom.
I feel like I've been scraping the bottom of the barrel for a while with those TikTok reactions. Maybe I am at rock bottom.
They're performing too well, though. You need to...
like 12 million views each. What the fuck?
Yeah, they're performing too well. For me. You need them to perform so bad. So bad. bad.
I try. I make them worse every time.
You need them to perform.
I purposefully make them worse every time.
My editor sends
me the timeline, and I, like, fuck with it.
Trust me, it still doesn't.
When they still go, they still get way too many views, bro.
Trust me, if they started getting only 1,000 views a video, you would figure out some shit. The problem is you're too successful. You'll always be trapped by your success if you continue to be successful. Scrape rock bottom, reinvent yourself, find your new thing.
What do you suggest the first step of that is? What should I upload?
Upload videos about how you're burnt out. People will stop watching real quick.
Just make real depressing content. Hey, guys.
Just talk about how you're burnt out every video. People will stop.
Hey, guys. I'm not feeling so good today.
People will stop.
So I think I'm not going to make a video.
Trust me. Oh, and get really defensive, too. Anytime someone posts a comment that's negative, talk about it for at least 5 minutes.
What do you mean this job's the best job in the world? No, it's not.
If someone says you're ugly or you used to be hot, talk about that and how much they're wrong.
They're right, though. They're so right.
I'm so unfuckable.
I do like it that way. No one's fucking me.
You had very soft hands. I could tell they haven't touched a single goddamn thing.
No.
Not even yourself. Well, he's dead. So we're done. You were the first generation to be so consumed by YouTube. It was all you knew. And you looked up to other YouTubers and you became an amalgamation of all the YouTubers that you consumed growing up. Has Tommy in it? I interviewed Tommy in it and he mentioned that you were his biggest inspiration.
Yeah, is that awkward?
It is.
I'm 24. What do you mean I'm your biggest inspiration?
Well, he's what, 19 right now?
Go to school. Shouldn't you be in geometry class? What the fuck, bro?
Do you feel responsible for him and all of his actions?
No.
You should.
I should?
That's your fault.
Maybe this is rock bottom.
You're responsible. Has he told you that before?
Yeah, he was subscribed. He was a patron of mine on Patreon. He would pay me $10 a month to get access to a special Discord server where you could talk to me.
Oh. Did you talk to him?
Yeah. Yeah, he'd send me his stupid fucking videos.
Was he asking for feedback?
Good job. I said, you're going to make one.
He did. Did you look him in the eyes and say, I meant it?
I said, Tommy, I meant every word. You weren't just a paycheck for me. You were just giving me $10 a month and I had to kiss your ass and so I didn't want 10 bucks anymore.
That's 2 hours of your job at the deli.
Fuck the deli. Sometimes I wish I was back there huffing in that black mold. Did you have any failed YouTube channels?
It's okay.
Besides this one?
Just this one.
All right, let's come up with a new topic for your show.
A new topic?
Yeah,
like a new mainstay?
Yeah. I became A.
I became A.
And then you follow someone around and you become, you like, you get integrated into that lifestyle.
So like I became a dominatrix.
Yeah.
I became a furry.
And you had to do everything they do.
Even shitting in the litter boxes?
They do that?
I don't know. I'm going to have to watch my Assumption show about furries to really know the truth.
You don't watch the shows?
I've seen it, but I'm going to watch it again to remember. I forgot.
I jerked off A.
That's the next series? Okay.
What's your availability?
Do you have a specific title in mind? Like, what would the blank be after I
Jay Schlatt.
I jerked off a Jay Schlatt? Is that the only title you got? It's got to be refillable. It's got to be like...
I debated A, where you have to bring someone on and then actively refute every point they make. You have to.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No?
I think you're wrong.
Why not?
I just think it's a horrible idea. I think that the content wouldn't really hold its own.
I got something for you to hold.
What?
Oh, fuck!
There's the one. Hit me.
Dude, that's crazy.
Go!
You have
eyes of steel.
Hold it.
No, are you kidding? No. You're going to walk out of here.
Go! Let's test the crew. 3, 2, 1. Go!
Dude, go. That is like looking at a solar flare. Your entire face is just a blue square right now.
I can make your entire body a blue square. Oh, shit. I should not have done that. That's bad.
That's real bad.
Oh, dude. That was rough.
That's bad. I'm going to need to take a moment after this interview. It feels like I just ate 3 ghost peppers.
I jerked off a sumo wrestler.
I'd click that shit. I would click
where
that
even
shit.
Is it? Half the half the videos you try to find it.
Are we going to Japan to find a one lucky sumo wrestler?
Yeah.
Do we want him to ask a question to the next guest, or do we know who the next guest is? Or
it would be Michelle Phan.
Oh, do you know who Michelle Phan is?
No.
Old school
beauty. Oh, YouTuber. Beauty.
Old school beauty YouTuber.
You keep that light. Ask Michelle if she can look straight into it and then hit the button on it. Hit the button on it, and then we'll see. We'll see if all the makeup melts off her face.
I'll just like say, what is this like? Okay, I'll say Schlatt.
Sure, what do you think of this?
Schlatt has a question for you.
What else do you got?
I'm done with this man.
What else do you got?
You can pull the sloth. You could.
I didn't want the sloth. What are you reading?
I'm reading the classics.
Gulliver's Travels?
Yeah.
Come on, good hits.
Classics. Do you need
where's
some extra
the rich
light?
Dad poor, where's the rich dad poor dad? I jerked off a sloth.
I hope you're ready to get arrested on your way out.
It is a Hue Play Light.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
You called it.
It's the candlelight. Dude,
what are you doing back there? I'm gonna have to end this. This interview is done.
I got a great idea. What? I got a company and I have some shares.
Yeah?
And I'm interested in this whole operation. I'll give you 5% of Schlatt & Co. Mm-hmm. And then you give me the whole thing. And then later, those shares be...
Give me some estimates.
Be crazy.
How much would they...
$50 million?
$50
million? Yeah.
Whoa.
How much did they say back in the day?
They said like 2. Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. Damn, that's like at least 25 times what I was told at Defy, and I went for that one, so.
You did go for that one.
Pretty good. But you're confident you'll sell, though? Like,
yeah, we'll sell it.
Yeah? Oh, confident,
yeah.
Right?
Confident.
How confident?
I have a bunch of people interested in the company.
Yeah, am I going to have to get you set up to a lie detector, or are we good?
Mm, no, not again.
You're good? You're telling the truth?
Jared's good. Jared's chill, bro.
Jared's telling the truth?
Chill.
Jared's telling the truth?
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.